Just before we talk about what you're doing this year, last year you were in the Indy Lights in the US. How did you enjoy that?
Not very much.
Okay, fair enough.
It's always fun driving, but it was a tough year. You know, the results weren't there. It was a character building one, but you know, you learn the most from those type of years. So you know, hopefully we can make a turn for the better this year.
Yeah, I think it's actually 12 months to the day almost since I spoke to you last time. I think it was before you were heading off to the US, and I guess it wouldn't have been easy with COVID and all that sort of stuff going on as well, because you know, you're moving around a fair bit, aren't you?
Yeah, like it was a bit weird. In America, they were pretty relaxed about it, especially where I was in Florida. So it wasn't too bad of an issue. Coming back into Australia was probably the hardest thing. But yeah, it was a lot harder in 2020. But hopefully that's behind us. But I don't think it is now. I think it's just a part of life. But let's hope it doesn't factor into the motorsport side too much.
Okay. Now you're back off to Europe again this year, and you're actually competing in endurance racing. So these are the prototype sports cars, the type we see in the Le Mans 24-hour. And that's the ultimate aim, I guess, to get to that, isn't it, at this level?
Yeah, no, it's exciting. It's a new chapter for me, new type of racing, you know, something we're not used to. And yeah, I mean, it's 95% sure I'm doing the 24-hour this year, but you know, it's not completely set in stone. But yeah, it's going to be a massive challenge. And yeah, to be at this, to be racing this type of car, I'm very grateful to everyone that's helped me to get to this point. But it's gonna be a good one.
There's actually a series in Europe called the Le Mans series, leading up to the big one, of course. And you're in endurance racing. It's teams of two and three drivers, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I've got two other drivers I've got to share a car with, which, you know, you got to compromise a bit on car setup and whatever, and driver changes. So there's a lot of things to learn, but yeah, I'm excited. You know, it's a new challenge. I've been down the sprint racing thing for a few years now, so to have something fresh and new, and you know, to an opportunity to kind of improve my arsenal in driving is going to be, yeah, it's going to be exciting.
And you're going to a pretty good team, actually. You've got the reigning champion John Faber as part of your team, and another Aussie there, James Allen, who's no stranger to us. He's raced at Simmons Plains, I think, a few times in S5000s and other types of open wheelers. So it sounds like a pretty good team.
Yeah, no, it's a good team, and it's a first for me to be going into a team and into a car that's, you know, champion, and our job is to defend that championship. So As a driving point of view, it's the best situation. Obviously, I've got to do my job and the best I can for the team. But yeah, it's really exciting to have that lineup. You know, James is very experienced, so is John as well. So I'm hoping I can learn quickly off them.
Endurance racing, the reason it's called that is because the races are fairly long. Not all 24 hours like Le Mans. But what are the rounds of the series leading up to? What sort of times are we talking about?
So yeah, in the European Le Mans series, which is, I guess you could say, it's the Formula 2 of endurance racing, Formula 1 being the World Endurance Championship. But, yeah, they're all 4 hours, which I guess when you put it next to the 24-hour race, it doesn't sound like much. But, you know, I've been used to 40-minute races. So, it's going to be, as I said, a new challenge, but really exciting. You know, you're going to have to be pushing the whole time and be, you know, concentrated and alert for a long period. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
We don't see a lot of it in Australia, and I guess now that you're doing it, there'll be a lot of Tasmanians certainly following it. With the setup and the team, obviously driver changes are important, but do you have compulsory pit stops like we do see in supercars and things like that?
Yeah, compulsory pit stops. You know, some, there would be a driver change, fuel, tyres, and, you know, yeah, it's going to be weird because obviously you can't change the setup really during the race. So, you know, conditions change and we're going to have to, you know, acclimate.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell I'm a car driver, right?
You get used to it is probably a better way of saying it. Yeah,
that's a simple one. But no, get used to it and, yeah, drive around it. So it's going to be a challenge and, yeah, I think in the pit stops, the driver change has to be super fast as well. You know, you've got to get your belts on properly and everything. So, you know, I don't have a big space to learn it because obviously it's going to have to be perfect before the first race. But, yeah, as I said, it's exciting, these new challenges.
Well, we've seen even in supercars where they change drivers at Bathurst and in Formula Ones, you know, one little mistake of can cost you half a second in the pits can actually cost you the race. So, as you say, it's going to have to be perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, we fight for 10th you know, every race lap. But then if you go in the pits, and yeah, as you said, you lose half a second in the pit stop. You know, it's you can't take that time back. If you make a mistake on track, you can kind of claw it back, but in the pits, it's time lost.
It's been a pretty exciting journey for you so far, and I know one thing that you've never forgotten, and I appreciate you've always been available to talk to us in the media, but one of the things you've never forgotten is where you come from, and you're very proud Tasmanian, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a big part of me being Tassie. You know, I've got the Tassie Devil on my helmet, you know, always rock Tasmanian logo. And yeah, to have the support I have is just unreal. And yeah, I simply just wouldn't be doing it without the support of Tasmanians. So yeah, I always love coming back home at the moment and loving it. It's always sad, bittersweet to leave, you know. I wish I could have both racing and living in Tassie, but you can't. But yeah, I'm very proud to be a Tasmanian.
When do you head back to Europe, Alex?
Should be, not confirmed yet, but should be early March, hopefully. Get some testing in and get used to my settings over there again, and yeah, straight back into racing.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of your time here. It's good to have you back home in Tassie again. Good luck with everything you're doing this season. We're very proud of you as a Tasmanian, and hopefully you can, you know, it'd be lovely to share in a championship, in a series championship.
All right, cheers. Thanks, Vaughn. Thanks for having me.